Hello and welcome to Sabbath Cafe Podcast. My name's Michelle Chung. Thank you for joining us. I was talking with a friend recently, and we were just chit-chatting, and I sort of mentioned that I had burned out in my 20s. She was very surprised. For those of you that don't know my background, I grew up in an evangelical church, and I was very involved in ministry. I was working a full-time job and also leading worship and doing a lot of things at church. But what people did not realize was, even though everything looked great on the outside, I was having a really hard time processing through a lot of things in my life, and I burned out quite badly. I crashed and burned, and the burnout really had manifested in my life physically, emotionally. Physically, I had a lot of symptoms of stress. I had a hard time sleeping. My body just refused to cooperate. And I had to see doctors, but they couldn't solve a lot of the symptoms I had. And emotionally, I was also going through a really hard time. I would break down at the most inopportune times. But being Asian, in our background, you just don't tell people about it. But I'm glad that I had good friends and I had good counsel that recommended me to go get some help, and that gave me permission to stop and gave me some insights. And through that period, I was able to get some understanding about who I was, and I wanted to share that with people today. And because I was physically unwell, it actually forced me to put a hard stop to all of my commitments at that time. And I'm very grateful for that. Back then, it felt like death that I had to stop all my commitments and step down from a lot of my responsibilities. But I couldn't even focus at work, my day job. And I couldn't focus at work in the day, and everything was just not turning out well. And I'm grateful that I was able to just take a break from most of the extra commitments I had. And finally, when I took a hard stop, I had time to reflect. And that was the first thing that was a life-changing thing for me, is I actually had time to breathe and take a good look at what was really going on, rather than going from one appointment to another, one commitment to another. And for some of you, I'm sure it feels like one crisis to another. I was able to just block out some time and have some downtime by myself, where I had literally scheduled in my calendar private time where I don't allow other people, so that I don't feel guilty because I have something already scheduled for myself. And it was during that time that I learned how important it is to have space and to have margin in your calendar. Later on, I had heard a friend talk about this phrase, letting your soul catch up with your heart. And what they meant by that was, is sometimes we're so busy that our heart is in so many places, and that we feel fragmented in our lives, and that our emotions sometimes don't have time to process through all the different events or people that we had met. So you just basically had to stop and allow all these thoughts and feelings to come together, to acknowledge all of these things that in your busy schedule that does not allow you to feel, that you may not have allowed yourself to feel, that you may not have allowed yourself to really think deeply about what maybe somebody else said or maybe what you said. And all of these things really do pile up. And I was grateful that I had learned to stop and give myself processing time. And if you read my blogs, you'll notice I mentioned that a lot, in whether it's for dealing with anxiety or when I have a heart for prayer, I feel burdened to pray, processing time where I am by myself and giving myself permission to be present to everything, whether it's my feelings or thoughts that has been going on, is very important to me. And that has become one of my key spiritual practices that, in a sense, keeps me sane. And once I started to stop and schedule time for reflection, I realized I needed a lot of reflection time. I needed the time to not only reflect, but these private spaces have become a way to recharge my tired heart. I didn't realize that. Not only was I physically tired, I was emotionally overwhelmed. And that's what a lot of us don't understand, is we don't realize how integrated we are, that our emotions, our energy, and our physical state, we're made of body, spirit, and soul, and all three of those things tie together. And it's very important to allow yourself time to bring these separate parts of who we are to the same page. And so that's the first thing I learned, is it's very important to stop and have that reflection time scheduled. And after a short while of practicing that and incorporating time, downtime, reflection time for myself, God slowly showed me that I was wrong in the way I viewed my time and schedule. And what I learned was, it's not about how much calendar time we have, you know, the 24 hours in a day, or maybe the 3 or 4 free hours that you think you have, or I think I had. It's not about how much of those time I have to spend. I was looking at the wrong thing. It's about how much focus and attention I have to spend. And that actually changes the focus of things. Because now, instead of looking at how much hours of time I have to schedule, I need to look at what are the kind of events I have to schedule. Because some things are easier for me to recover from than others. Running errands and doing chores around the house may take up more physical time, but it doesn't take as much of my focus and attention. Whereas I may only spend half an hour hanging out with a friend or a neighbor, but afterwards I would feel like my whole afternoon is gone. Or sometimes I have lunch with a friend that really needed a break and just really needed some company. And it's just an hour lunch. But after that, for a whole day after that meetup, I would feel lethargic. I just would have no energy for anybody or anything. And that's what God was showing me, is when I start to manage my time, how I should think about it is how to manage my attention span. It's really about focus. I think that's where I kind of got things mixed up. I think because I have a huge free chunk of time, I can commit to do all these things for other people because I have free time, quote unquote. But what I didn't realize is that it's not just my time I am offering. I'm also offering them my attention span. And although it may look like I have quite a few hours, but I have a very limited amount of attention span. And when I spend that attention on other people, other events during the day, then at night when my husband is home, I don't have any kids yet, but it's when my husband comes back, I have no attention to give to him, unfortunately. I have been sucked dry. And I don't know how many of you guys can relate to that, but that's really how I felt. And so I've learned that it's not about guarding my time. It's about guarding my attention span so that when I'm spending time with my loved ones, with my family, my husband, I actually do some caretaking for my parents. that it's important when I spend time with the people or friends or events that I truly care about, that are my top priority, that I can give them my 100% attention as much as I can. And so it's not just about scheduling time, it's about scheduling my attention. And I need to reserve my focus on people and projects that are most important to me. I need to be intentional. And this is when I learned how to say no. I used to feel really guilty about saying no to people. I sort of grew up in a culture where it's not socially acceptable to say no. You're almost expected to accept every request you have. And I've sort of since I have to grow out of it. And because I realize saying no and drawing boundaries is part of my being responsible to my life and my commitments. And as many of you know, the older you get, actually you have less focus and less time because physically we get tired more easily, we don't have as much energy, and it's not as easy as before to have the focus, as much focus as before. And so now I realize I have to be faithful to what little attention span I have for my projects. Working on my blog, working on my podcast, these are something that's on my heart, and I want to reserve time and attention for that. I also have some research projects that I want to put on top priority. I have, like many of you, we have loved ones, we have family we have to take care of, and that takes priority. And most of all, I need to guard my time with the Lord. I need to guard my focus and attention for my own spiritual well-being. And that's something that is important to me. And unfortunately, when I say yes to other people, the more I say yes to things that are lesser priority, the less attention and time I have for the people and the projects that are truly important to me. And the other things are not bad. Most of the time, it's good. They're very good causes, whether it's volunteering or ministry or just caring for people. They're very good things. But doing these good things will end up costing me the best things that God has for me. And that's something I had to really take a good and hard look at my life. Every so often, I have to just stop and reflect and understand what are the things that God has called me to that only I can do. Those are my priorities. And I have to let go of many good things and trust that God is faithful, that He will meet those needs. And I just have to be faithful to focus on the few things that He gave me. And that's my lesson of learning how to be faithful, learning how to say no, learning how to guard my time and my focus. And even though the burnout at that time, it just felt devastating. I was only 27. Yes, I burned out at a young age of 27. But it was truly a turning point for me. I am now looking back, I am so grateful for it because it challenged me. God used that time to stop a bad way of living, to stop a very destructive pattern I had in my life. There's no way I could sustain that now. I don't know how I could sustain that type of a lifestyle back then. But now I've learned that I am made of dust. I am a limited being. And even so, God has given me things that He knows I can handle. But what is important is I need to constantly remember what are my priorities and be careful to schedule my focus and attention on the things that are most important to me and let God worry about the things that He hasn't really called me to do. And so I wanted to just share that with people because I'm sure that many of us wrestle with that. how to manage our time, and maybe feeling like we're pulled in 3, 4, 5, 6 different directions, and we're wondering, how can we do it all? Well, my friend, you don't have to do it all. In fact, you can't do it all. But maybe when you take time to stop and really look at what is most important to you, then God can help you also to be faithful to the best things in your life. Well, thank you for listening, and that's all the time we have today. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time. You have been listening to Sabbath Cafe Podcast. If you enjoyed this, please visit sabbathcafeblog.com for more information. Thank you.